Now, you may have heard some people talk of a Keswick blessing. They may have come back and told you in your hometown that they've got the Keswick blessing. Let me say straight away that none of the speakers who will be addressing you from this platform believe in a Keswick blessing. So if you expect us to expound the Keswick blessing, I'm afraid your expectations are going to be disappointed. Any blessing God gives you here, He could give anybody, anywhere. There is no such thing as a Keswick blessing. But there is a living God who meets people who seek Him diligently in this place, just as He meets those who seek Him diligently elsewhere. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Now, all the young men on the front row can tell me where that reference is. Well, that's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Why the young men on the front row? All the young men in the center, of course, have the opportunity of putting up their hand to tell me where that verse is. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. It's not fair, is it? I should have addressed the whole tent. Anybody know where that verse is? Oh, well, you ought to know where it is. It's Romans 10 and verse 12. Romans 3:23 speaks of no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 10:12 says no difference. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Don't forget those two no differences. They're very important. Any Keswick teaching that is not New Testament teaching, none of us are here to propound. Indeed, we don't consider we have any business to say anything that is not taught clearly in the New Testament. Now, let me say that if you come to these meetings longing to hear the exact word that your heart needs, you may be disappointed by not hearing the very word that you've come to hear in Keswick. But there's no reason why you should go away without hearing it. Because one of the most effective things that has ever happened at Keswick has not been a lot of people thoroughly beaten up in young people's meetings and feeling, my, that was good, wasn't it? I go again. What has happened has been that individual young people have gone away to meet with the Lord, with their Bibles, determined to seek His face, determined to let Him deal with them as He sees they need being dealt with, and getting right with Him, have gone back to their homes, their colleges, their universities, their schools, wherever it is they've been going to. We must always remember that the Scottish schools are on holiday already. That is so, isn't it? How many of you are here from Scottish schools on holiday already? Ach, you're welcome. Well, now, if you take your Bible away somewhere quiet and wait on the Lord will meet you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But then there's not only going off with your Bible while the weather holds good, and by the way, you better go soon, because there's no knowing what will happen to the weather here. But there's also the opportunity of fellowship with other Christian people discussing the problems of the Christian life. Now, you probably have some sort of a problem. Don't be ashamed to talk about it with somebody else, because there are folk here who will be only too glad to enter into your difficulties and probably will be quite happy to open their hearts as well. Don't waste a moment at Keswick. Use the time profitably. Recreation isn't wasted time. Climbing hills isn't wasting time. Going out on the lake isn't wasting time, as long as you come back fairly dry. Meetings need to be rationed. People have suffered with the most violent indigestion and have sat there by Wednesday, sermon drunk. You can tell the look in their eyes. They've just had an overdose. And unfortunately, neither Dr. Roy Ewing, who was on the door deciding who was under 28 and who wasn't, neither he nor any of the other medics in Keswick have got the antidote, or the emetic, that is the exact answer to being sermon full, you know, or overfull. So don't go to more than two, or at the very most, three meetings a day. Most days you won't be able to take three. Which should you go to? Ah, that's what you've got to find out, isn't it? If there's only one small book that you can afford while you're here, let me urge you to get a copy of John Stott's book, which is described as the Baptism of the Spirit. Is that right? The Baptism and Fullness of the Holy Spirit. price is 2 shillings. I think it must have been subsidized for them to be able to produce it at 2 shillings. But it's an excellent booklet written by the man who gave such splendid Bible readings on 1 Corinthians 2 years ago and is perhaps best known as the Queen's youngest chaplain. Do get a copy of John Stott's book, which has been rushed through the printers so as to be available here at Keswick. He touches on all sorts of vexing problems like, should all Christians speak with tongues? Should all Christians have exactly the same experience as others in being filled with the Spirit? These vexed questions he touches on most helpfully. Counselors will be available at various meetings. Some, of course, are available all the time. The Tuesday afternoon is to be a special time when we'll be available in this tent after a time that we're planning to hold if it's considered worthwhile by you. Now, this is where you've got to make up your mind in a moment. We have been thinking that to give one main meeting to answering questions would be too diffuse and the point would be rather lost. A lot of people would go away saying, wasn't it jolly, wasn't it interesting, but it didn't get us very far. On the other hand, we believe that a lot of people have come up to Keswick with their mind full of questions that they want answering. Therefore, we have thought that it would be a good thing to have a question session. And the time we have in mind for the question session is 2 to 2.45 on Tuesday afternoon, 3/4 of an hour only. That gives you tomorrow and Tuesday morning to hand your questions in writing, because questions handed in writing would be given priority. Now, those who are going to help to answer are not only on the platform, but we're going to rope in the better halves, if that's the right phrase, of some of those on the platform in order to help with answering these questions. How many would consider it a fruitful thing and a useful thing to have a question time on Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 2.45? Finishing promptly at 2.45, no overtime, whistle goes for the final right at that moment. One man over there, splendid. Oh. Well, and we won't say how many are against it, because that would be an intimidating sort of thing to say. But it rather looks as though it would be a profitable thing. You don't think so? You think no, do you? You should have it. That was decent of Mr. Lucas. He says you can have it. I may say that at 2.45 you're perfectly free to go off hiking, so please don't hesitate to come to the question time in the roughest and worst clothes that you've got, the clothes that you brought determined to get wet in while you were at Keswick. If exercise is essential at Keswick to balance the spiritual food, then sleep is also essential. And although you may want to keep the person next to you talking and talking and talking into the small hours, don't you think the person next to you had enough of you last night? And after all, it's not as though it was only your controlled speech. What about those funny rumbles that disturb us? Oh, you don't half snore, some of you, when you get into bed. One or two more practical things. Punctuality for meals is frightfully important, and we don't want landladies saying, these Christians... I mean, in camp, it's all right. The food's gone if you're late. But when it comes to going to one of these boarding houses, it's a bit rough on the poor landlady who's been cooking your midday meal. So get home as fast as you can from the meeting, and also be punctual for the other meetings, and don't charge around the house when everybody else is trying to sleep at night. May I add one more thing? The food may not be quite the same diet as you get at home, particularly if you live in Southeast Asia. Now, if you go around moaning and saying, isn't the grub awful? Like the chap in Derby, who was spotted by another fellow in the bus centre, you know, the bus centre in Derby. And he went up to him and he said, excuse me, he said, are you a Christian? No, he said, it's me, indigestion makes me look like this. Now, don't give the poor landlady the impression that Christians are inveterate grumblers and all they come to Keswick for is to eat the beastly food and say, wasn't it awful? Because that's really not the idea. Enjoy the food. If it's not quite what you think it ought to be, well, just keep quiet. Thank God when it is good, and be appreciative. When you get a really topping meal, just let the landlady know how marvelous it was. And she might produce another one like that. Only two other things to add. One is, take time to meditate. If you rush from meeting to meeting, and there's nothing in between except the notes that you've got on your paper, and you don't look at those notes, you don't try to digest them, you wonder what on earth they meant in a month's time. And you won't know until the Keswick Week comes out. They say, oh, that's what he said. I see. But if you meditate while your shorthand is intelligible to you, it will be a real help to you. And meditate on the other things of your own daily quiet reading of God's Word. And then later in the week, we will be referring to the League of the Morning Watch, something that is unique so far as Keswick is concerned, not linked with anywhere else, and something that hasn't got solemn and tremendous obligations, but we'll be hearing more about that later. Now, it is so nice to have Mr. Michael Green for his first young people's meetings at Keswick, and he's going to ask God to bless us here this evening and through the week.
Just as we sit, let us pray. God, we thank thee very much for bringing us to this place. We thank thee for all our past, which has been under thy control. We thank thee for thy future that is in thy hands, and we want to learn more about that future during this week. We pray that thou wilt guide us. We pray that thou wilt help us to make a sensible use of the time. We pray that thou wilt save us from going to too many meetings and from failing to digest what we hear. We ask above all that thou wilt draw near to us and speak with us, and that we may go away from this place saying it was good for us to have been here because we've met with thee. Hear this prayer of our hearts, O Lord, and fill us with a deeper and more dedicated love to thee, who dost love us so much. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And now let us pray for those who are seeking to find God, remembering that you shall seek me and you shall find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. O God, who dost reward those that diligently seek thee, help us to cast away all laziness and fear, all pride and prejudice, and to search for thee with all our hearts, that seeking thee we may find thee, and finding thee we may follow thee throughout our lives, through Jesus Christ, who came to seek and to save those that were lost. Amen. And finally, a prayer for ourselves, that we may be utterly at God's disposal, that he may make of us what he wants to be his servants in the future. O Jesus, thou master carpenter of Nazareth, who on the cross through wood and nails hast wrought man's full salvation, wield well thy tools in this thy workshop, that we who come to thee rough-hewn may be fashioned into a truer beauty by thy hand, who with the Father and the Holy Ghost livest and reignest, one God, world without end. Amen.